Do you ever catch yourself saying things like, there's never enough time to get everything done? Or, I feel like I don't get anything done. I'm always running in circles. I wish I had more hours in the day. I feel like I'm a mess. I can't balance it all. This is called time scarcity, and I spent way too long in that place. So I want to talk about a few things you can do differently so you can create time abundance way faster than I did. By the end of this episode, you'll know how time scarcity is negatively impacting your daily life. We'll identify some common roadblocks that may be preventing you from effectively planning your day around your energy levels. And as always, I'll provide you with actionable strategies so you can shift from time scarcity into time abundance. And if you love this conversation that we're going to have today, make sure you join the Productive Moms Toolkit waitlist so you'll be put on my email list and you'll be able to join us the next time doors open. This is one of the core topics we discuss because your relationship with time plays a major role in your daily life. So make sure you're on the waitlist for the Productive Moms Toolkit so you can really deep dive into how to plan your day around your energy levels so you can be more organized, productive, and less stressed. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take the overwhelm out of motherhood, so let's dive into all the juicy goodness. Let's start by defining what a scarcity mentality is. When you are in scarcity, that's when you focus most of your mental energy on what you don't have enough of. So time scarcity, there's never enough time. Money scarcity, there's never enough money. So you focus on there is never enough. Instead of if you do have money, it feels like there's never enough. So you're still in a scarcity mindset. We all have 24 hours, but for some reason, that's feeling like it's not enough time. So that is a scarcity mindset. There's never enough. In this episode, I want to help you switch into an abundance mindset, meaning that there is plenty of something. Even if you don't have it right now, there is plenty available. So there's plenty of time. 24 hours is plenty of time to get things done. We just have to be strategic about how we are spending that time. And so here's why this is so crucial. It's so crucial to talk about this time scarcity because it automatically will put you into overwhelm and stress. Because we are juggling multiple responsibilities, like we're taking care of the children, we have to manage our household, we either have our job or we have a business to run, we have so many hats that we're wearing. So there's always this constant pressure to fulfill all of these roles, but we only have 24 hours. We have to sleep, we have to regroup, we have to relax. So that can lead to overwhelming stress and a feeling of being stretched way too thin. Another way that time scarcity could be impacting your daily life is that it may be causing you extra guilt because whenever you feel like there's not enough time in the day, you may find yourself neglecting your own self-care needs. So you might feel guilty if you even try to take a break, or you might feel guilty if you're prioritizing your well-being and your mental health over other tasks that need to get done. So I can't take a shower right now. I have to clean the dishes, or I can't go get my nails done because I need to spend time with my daughter. I've been working a lot and I haven't seen her much. You start to feel guilty for prioritizing yourself because you feel like there's just not enough time in the day to do all of the tasks that you need to get done. And this can lead to burnout and a decreased sense of happiness. And one common strategy that people use to manage their time so they're not in this time scarcity is time blocking. And I have just found that is not flexible enough for the lifestyle that I want to have. So while time blocking can be a useful technique for some, it just doesn't work for all of us. So those rigid time blocks created additional stress that I didn't want in my life because I felt like if my task didn't fit neatly into this allocated time slot, like between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., I needed to do all of these tasks. And if I didn't get all of those tasks done, or, I knew that things wouldn't fit where they're supposed to go throughout the day, then that would cause me extra stress. I would feel like I was falling behind if like I was supposed to do something at a certain time and then like my kids were crying or they were hungry or someone else needed me, and then it would throw off all of the other time blocks. So that was just way too rigid of a time management strategy for me, and it just didn't account for the variations in my energy levels throughout the day. And that's why I like to focus on being very adaptable and just planning around my energy, because as busy moms, our days are can be very unpredictable. Situations arise and there's no way to plan for that. Like, there's no way to plan for a sick child and then we might have some type of deadline to get things done, right? Like, our schedules can be very unpredictable, and that requires flexibility within our day. So whenever I was doing these rigid time blocks, it didn't allow for me to adapt and be able to still go with the flow of things that popped up throughout the day, these unexpected events. So that really made my time scarcity even worse, trying to stick to those time blocks. So that's why I've switched over to managing my energy levels rather than managing my time. And another thing that I always remind myself of is that time is finite. Like, there's a certain amount. Like, we only have 24 hours. No matter what we do, we can't create more time. Like, it is what it is. But energy, we can create more energy, and that is more within my control. And I like to focus on what I can control. So I have more control over creating more energy. I do not have control over creating more time. I can only control like how I am spending my energy levels throughout the day to fit into this 24-hour time period that I have. So I like to focus on what I can control, and what I can control is what I'm doing with my energy levels. So once I was able to switch out of this time scarcity mindset and transition into the time abundance mindset, I was able to let go of the pressure to do everything all at once and to do everything all by myself, which led to me having reduced stress. My mental health improved. I began to prioritize my self-care, which led to me being happier and more fulfilled. And then I was able to handle all of these unexpected events that life has and that, you know, life just throws on us unexpectedly, because I was more resilient. Like, I wasn't trying to use this strict time blocking routine where I had to do certain things at a certain time. I had all of this flexibility within my day. So when things didn't go as planned, it didn't throw my entire day off. I was able to regroup and then just pick up where I left off. So there's really five main things that helped me switch from the time scarcity mindset into the abundance mindset. And the first thing was that I was able to recognize that I was in the time scarcity mindset. So that is the first step, is to just be aware and understand the signs and the thought patterns that are associated with that scarcity mindset. So in the beginning of this episode, when I was saying things like, there's never enough time, I don't get anything done, I'm always running in circles, I wish I had more hours in the day, like, those thought patterns are keeping you stuck and making you feel like there's never enough time and you can't get everything done that you want to get done, as if you only have 24 hours. Like, we don't have to get things done today. Like, not everything needs to be done today. Not everything is a priority right now. And where I struggled with this the most was whenever I became a mom and I felt this constant pressure to always have a clean home, because I was a stay-at-home mom. So my home always needed to be clean because I was here all day. That is what society has taught me, is that as a stay-at-home mom, my home should be clean and that I need to be cooking dinner every night, because what else are you doing? You're just here with a kid. Like, you have plenty of time. You should have plenty of time. You should have plenty of energy. There's no reason you guys should be eating out. So I felt like I needed to cook every night, and I felt like I had to do these activities with my daughter to keep her entertained. And it was just all this outside pressure from social media and whatever else I was consuming that was making me feel this way. But none of that was true. Like, just because I was a stay-at-home mom, that didn't mean that my house needed to be spotless. Like, my house looked like people lived in it, and we did. We lived here. So yes, there are going to be messes. There are going to be toys. There's going to be some water spilt somewhere. Like, there's gonna, in my house looked like someone lived there, and I wasn't cooking every night. I didn't need to cook every night. Sometimes we do want to eat out, and that's okay. So I was putting all of this pressure on myself and telling all of these stories to myself that weren't even true. So just recognizing that that was a scarcity mindset, and that the stories that I was telling myself weren't actually true, and they weren't serving me. They weren't making me happy. Like, they made me feel less than, like I was never doing enough. So the first step into switching out of the scarcity mindset into the abundance mindset was just recognizing these scarcity thoughts and focusing more on thoughts that are serving me and making me happy rather than thoughts that are making me feel bad about myself. The second thing I did to transition from a scarcity mindset into the abundance mindset was I changed my relationship with time. So I started challenging those limiting beliefs I had about time and about productivity. So the belief that I always needed to keep my house clean, the belief that I needed to be cooking dinner every night, the belief that there was never enough time. Like, I started challenging those beliefs. So I asked myself, is there concrete evidence supporting this belief? Or am I just assuming that these are things that I need to be doing? Like, do I know other moms that don't have a clean house 24/7? Do I know other moms that aren't cooking every single night, like, that are still happy people? Like, yes, like, even my mom, she didn't cook every night and she still took great care of us. She seemed happy, you know, under her circumstances. So those were just thoughts that I had in my head, like, they weren't true. And then look for counter examples. So look at experiences in your life where you have been productive, where you have managed your time well, or where you have accomplished the tasks that you wanted to accomplish. So these examples can help you challenge those beliefs that you are actually productive. You are actually able to stay consistent. You are actually doing a good job at managing your time. You may just have a couple of bad days, but that doesn't mean that you have a time management problem. That just means you're human, and some days you have lower energy levels than other days, and that's completely normal. So once you start finding these examples and proving to yourself that I may not have a problem after all, then it's time to consider these alternate beliefs. So develop new, positive, empowering beliefs about time and productivity. So instead of saying things like, I never have enough time, you could say things like, I have enough time to focus on what truly matters to me. Like, I'm going to make time for what matters. I can be productive when I have clear priorities. I know exactly what to do, and that's all I'm going to get done. Everything else can wait. So start creating these positive, empowering beliefs that are going to challenge the negative self-talk that you had before. So just be mindful of the things that you're saying to yourself. And whenever you catch yourself thinking negatively, reframe those thoughts with more positive and empowering ones. And this is important because our brains are programmed to make us believe that we are right. So whenever you're telling yourself that you have a problem with consistency or you have a problem with procrastination, your brain is going to focus on those situations where you weren't consistent or where you procrastinated, and it's going to make you feel like you are right, even though there's plenty of other examples where you get things done every single day. Your brain is going to say, okay, she believes she has a problem with consistency. Let's point out all of the times that she's not consistent throughout the day and turn those into a big deal. Or it's kind of like whenever in the morning you get up and you're like, today is going to be a terrible day. Throughout the day, you're going to start noticing like every little thing is going to irritate you, and your brain is just proving you right that you're going to have a terrible day. And another example of this too is whenever, like, superstitious things, whenever we would find a penny laying on, I think it was tails or something, that meant bad luck. And so anything that happened was like, yep, that's bad luck. Or if, like, you know, a black cat crosses your path and you're like, oh, great, now something bad is going to happen. And then any little thing, it's like your brain is looking for something bad to happen. So you just have to be very aware of what you're thinking, because your brain is going to be trying to prove you right. So the first thing we did was recognize that we're having this time scarcity mindset. That's okay. The first step is being aware. Then we went into changing our relationship with time by finding examples of when we actually had plenty of time, or telling ourselves that we don't have a problem with time. So the third thing is to start mapping out your energy. So this is whenever you track your daily energy levels and identify your peak and low energy periods. So this is a process we do inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit, and this is going to help you plan out your activities that align with your natural rhythms. So throughout the day, your energy levels are going to fluctuate, and that's okay. So I'm very high energy in the morning, and that's where I put a lot of my tasks, because I know that that's when I have most of my energy. And then it kind of goes down around noon, like nap time when my daughter sleep. I do my business stuff that doesn't require a lot of my energy. And then I kind of pick back up when she wakes up. I kind of get a little bit more energy. So that's usually when we go out and like go to the mall or go do some family activities. And then it starts dwindling down again in the evening time. So that's pretty much the flow of my energy levels. So I know how to plan my day accordingly based on these ebbs and flows and peaks and valleys of my energy levels. Energy mapping is important because it helps you optimize your productivity, because you'll be able to identify your peak and your low energy periods throughout the day. So you'll be able to put a lot of those demanding tasks during your high energy times, and then those less demanding tasks during low energy times. And this is going to help you optimize your productivity so you're able to get things done faster and easier. Another reason why energy mapping is so beneficial is because it helps you reduce burnout and overwhelm, because you're not pushing yourself to constantly work hard and get things done without considering your energy levels. So energy mapping makes sure that you take necessary breaks and that you are incorporating those rest periods into your day so that you're not completely exhausted and overwhelmed every single evening. And then it also helps you increase your focus and concentration, because you're not attempting to focus on all of these tasks when you're not at your optimal level, like your brain is exhausted and you're trying to force it to focus on things. Like, you'll know when you're tired, and therefore you can rest, and then your brain can recover. So you will have this improved focus and concentration during those tasks. A simple way to get started with energy mapping is to take a time audit. This is when you are going to write down what you're doing every hour so you can see how you're spending your time. And this is going to help you know when you have those high energy levels versus when you have those low energy levels. And then you'll start to notice your time wasters throughout the day, and it'll just help you optimize your productivity levels. Once you know your high energy levels versus your low energy level times, then you can start setting these flexible priorities. This is whenever you create a list of daily activities that are just going to help you be flexible, and you have plenty of grace. You're not time blocking where it's very rigid. I need to do this, 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 and this. It's just like, I'm going to do these three things. These are my three top tasks. And then you have those micro habits, your habit triggers that we talk about in episode 62. So if you haven't listened to episode 62, listen to that one after this, so you'll know how to get started with micro habits and what these habit triggers are, because that is pretty much how I plan my day around these micro habits and habit triggers. So I have my top priority that I want to get done. I know why I'm doing it, and then I know when I'm going to do it. And it's not a time that I'm going to do it. It's a preceding event. So I know that I'm going to do this task after I do this task. So it's not anything based on time. Like at 10 o'clock, I'm like hurrying around trying to get everyone situated so I can do this one task. It's like, okay, after this happens, then I'll start the task. So I'm very flexible with how I plan my day. They're not jam-packed with a lot of activities. I narrow down my priorities and I focus on those top three things most of the time. And then I give myself grace and flexibility throughout the rest of the day. And then the fifth thing I did to switch from time scarcity into time abundance was just having mindful time management techniques. So none of that rigid schedule things, I started practicing present moment awareness. And this is where I really tried to be fully present in each moment. So while I was engaging in an activity, I had my focus and my attention on that present moment, and I tried as hard as possible to let go of distraction and not worry about things that were needed to get done or worrying about things that happened already. Like, I tried to just be very present in that moment so that I was able to stay focused and make the most of my time, because I'm the one choosing how I want to spend my time. So there's no point in me choosing to, you know, record a podcast, but in my brain, I'm like, okay, you really should be resting, or you really should be washing the dishes, or you really should be playing with your daughter. You know, I'm choosing how I want to spend my time. So there's no point in deciding to do something if that's not where my priority and my focus is going to be at. So I know that I am going to be able to be more present when I play with my daughter if I record this podcast episode and get it scheduled and get it over with. Because if I'm trying to play with her, I know that I'm going to keep thinking like, okay, you need to be recording that podcast episode. It's already outlined. Just go record it and get it scheduled, get it over with. Like, I know my brain is just going to be going and going, going about that. And I'm not going to be able to be present in that moment with my daughter. So it's really about just lining out your activities so that you're able to be as focused as possible without all of these worries and distractions. Another way that I am more mindful of how I'm spending my time is that I like to have anchors. So I like to call these anchor habits. And these are very intentional chunks of time that have a certain category or a certain activity that happens during that time. So what that looks like is we have like my work anchor. So when my daughter takes her nap, then I come in my office and work. So this is basically like if it was a time block, it would be like a work time block, except there's just not a certain amount of time. Just when my 1-year-old goes to sleep, then I come in my office and I work until either she wakes up or I finish whatever task that I need to get done. So I know exactly what I'm going to get done during my work anchor block of time. And then there's also like our homeschooling anchor. So there's not a certain time for when we homeschool. It happens in the evening most of the time, before dinner. And I know exactly what activities she's going to do, my 4-year-old will do during her homeschool anchor. So it's almost like time blocks, but there's just no time allotted to them. We have that preceding event trigger like we talk about in episode 62. So I know that my work anchor is going to start once my daughter takes her nap, my youngest daughter takes her nap. I know that our homeschool anchor will start in the evening right before it's time to start making dinner. So although there aren't any time blocks, I still have a general plan for how the day is going to flow without feeling constrained or restricted to the specific times throughout the day. And with these mindful time management techniques, it helps me to evaluate the task and my priorities very intentionally. So I know like what's important. I know what's really urgent that I need to get done faster than this other task. And so I'm able to let go of things that don't really align with what needs to get done today. So although I could say, you know, you really need to do this task today, it's not really as important as this other task that I need to get done. So I'm able to put that one on hold and focus on what's more important right now. And this empowers me to focus on what truly matters right now, because there's a lot of things we could be doing, like, okay, I need to go to the grocery store, I need to start this load of laundry, or I need to put the clothes away from yesterday, but I only have so much time in the day. So what is really going to hurt if I put the clothes away tomorrow instead of putting them away today? Like, it really doesn't make that big of a difference. So instead of trying to rush around and feeling like I'm behind and I need to get caught up or whatever else I could be feeling, I just know that like, I'm not going to put the clothes away today. I'm going to put them away tomorrow, because if I put them away today, then that's going to cut into our homeschool time, and that's the bigger priority right now. So it just helps me prioritize things and let go of tasks that could feel like it's a priority, but in the grand scheme of things, it's actually not a priority. And one more thing that I like to do is at the end of each day, I take a few moments to reflect on how I spent my time. And I do this while being kind to myself and avoiding self-criticism. So instead, I like to focus on learning from the day's experiences and then use that insight to inform my approach on the next day. So if I felt like I spent a lot of time on my phone, then I'm going to say, okay, you know, tomorrow, let's make sure our app limit is on because sometimes I turn it off. Like if I'm watching a Facebook Live or some type of video on Facebook and it'll like kick me off with my app limit. So I'll just go ahead and turn it off before I start the video. And then I forget to turn it back on. So I say, you know, if I spent a lot of time on my phone, then I'm more intentional the next day about not spending as much time on my phone so I can be more present with my family. And then that frees up a lot of time to do other things. Like if I want to read a book or take a bath or do anything like that, I have more time to do that because I've spent way less time on my phone. So I just make sure at the end of the day, I see if I spent my time how I wanted to spend it, doing activities that I wanted to do, and then see how I can improve how I'm spending my time and my experiences throughout the day, see how I can improve that for the next day. So throughout the day, just try to be mindful of your time scarcity thoughts. So things like, I don't have enough time, I'm running in circles, I wish there were more hours in the day. Just be mindful of those thoughts and see how you can reframe them into thoughts that are more empowering and uplifting. Because honestly, 24 hours can be considered a long time. So if I told you to work out for 24 hours, like most of us wouldn't want to do that. We're like, what? 24 hours? That's crazy. I'm not working out that long. But if someone said, okay, just take 24 hours to relax, kick up your feet, watch whatever show you want to watch, get your snacks, you're like, okay, I could do that. So it's really subjective. So you don't need more time in the day. You just have to be more intentional about how you're spending the time you already have. And if you are ready to start planning your day around your energy levels, then make sure you hop on the waitlist for the Productive Moms Toolkit so I can help you be more organized, productive, and less stressed. I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.